Hey guys, Channing Frye from the Road Tripping Podcast. And if you're like me and are ready to book travel today, the nerds at NerdWallet are here to help you take the first step towards making your dream a reality. NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards and mortgages and more so that you can compare and find what's right for you. Maybe you're looking for some adventure, or maybe your elevated heart rate that only playoff tickets can provide. NerdWallet can compare and find the smartest cashback cards to get more from your spending and turn that saved cash into courtside tickets to see your team play up close and personal. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NMLS
161-7539. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Channing, can you spell the word phlegm, by the way? As you get that shit out of your chest.
P-H-L-E-M.
There's a G in there.
This is an audio podcast. Please don't do this.
Welcome into this special birthday edition of Road Trippin' with RJ and Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. And it will already be a day into Mr. Channing Frye's 40th year on this planet.
30th.
I know you're not 40. You don't look a day over 25. 40,
I will be lit already. Oh, I look every bit of 38. You see this?
Can you please let our fans in on a little secret that you literally just ran up the stairs and you were sweating? So.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're but I had a coffee, so it was hot coffee in my hand as I ran up the stairs. And I'm getting ready to work out, so like maybe it was the pre-workout that I'm about to take. It was pre-workout. It's different. It's that new shit.
Our viewers, our fans, he's lying to you. He was sweating up a storm. I thought he just got done with an hour workout. Dude,
look, I got my sweat towel. I got my dabby. I got my church towel. You know, it was
I'm kidding. Happy freaking birthday, Channing. What are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
Work out, get my oil changed. I got to pick up a fishing license. I'm gonna tell people we have an event here in Oregon on Saturday, and the weather has been really shitty in Oregon. I lived in Oregon 15 years, and everybody who ever listens to me on any podcast, you know, I defend Oregon to the death, right? But I can't defend her in this month. I'm so tired of shit. You can't defend her. I can't defend her no more because the weather's been so crappy. So we are going to charge for tickets, but we're not going to anymore. We're not going to charge. And so I just want people to come and enjoy the wine, sit outside. We have a tent. We have stuff. So it's going to be fun. So I'm sorry, I got to do that today.
Did you just announce it? Was that the
announcement? Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
That's the announcement. Yeah. Okay.
If you're in Oregon, if you're in Portland, greater Portland area, check out Chosen Family. We'll be pouring, I think, 3 to 5 of our wines. You'll be able to pick it up. We have our rosé releasing today.
That's what I was talking about, that announcement. About.
Yeah. Oh, the rosé.
The rosé.
Yes. It's fun. It's fun when you try to do things. Usually rosé is like, you know, you just get a couple bad grapes and you put it away. And we try to do things intentionally, man. You know, I really appreciate sitting by the pool, having a nice glass, your kids are in the pool, the music is going. And if you got just a bad, like if you're drinking a nasty beer or, you know, not enough ice in your cup, like it can ruin the mood, man. It's like people had a stressful couple of years. You deserve to enjoy your time while you do it. And you need whatever that is that you want to drink, water, lemonade, rosé, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc, whatever it is. You see that French? That's French in me. It should be done well. The Sauvignon Blanc.
Isn't it Sauvignon? Okay, my bad.
Ain't nobody worried about your Midwest accent. Talk about no.
Me and my Bush Latte.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Okay, really quick, before we get into the meat and potatoes, because we've got, whew, a spicy one. I just feel like NBA Twitter was on fire yesterday. Whatever reason, people had things to say and they wanted to get it off their chest. But first, you did mention that you're getting a fishing license, and I'm just going to go out there on a limb and probably say that some of our viewers are like, Channing Frye, damn near 7 feet tall, fishing. But let's take it one step further
Oh yeah. I got custom made waiters and I just ordered some. So I have two. Don't you worry about me. Now the boots is a problem, right? Cause your waders are an extra size. And then I had a pair of boots that were 16 that I had like custom stretched out. But those boots are gone. I haven't worn them in like 10 years. But so I got to find, I found a pair of 17 like walk around shoes. Like walk around hiking. But I don't know if those are going to be too good. They're not rubber bottoms, which helps. But when you're in the water... felt bottoms help, so we're gonna figure this out.
We need a picture, that's all I'm saying, of what that looks like. Channing and waders fly fishing. I'm sure it's a great sight. Okay, here we are.
Are you ready to dive in?
This is gonna start the conversation. And obviously
I wanna dive in it. Yes.
Oh, perfect timing. Here we are.
Richard got a fresh baldy. Richard got the fresh.
Those of you that are joining us on the audio.
Richard looked like a shiny peanut.
Richard has just joined us. Like where in the world?
Just got out the water.
Where in the world are you joining us from, Rich?
Chicago.
Did you just land? He's so happy about it. Mm. You got like baby sleep face. Oh, like man. You just woke up.
Man. No, man. Okay. I was asleep. Then I was awake. Then I was asleep.
Well, would you like to wish your BFFFF a happy birthday before we dive
fuck
in?
No.
Yeah, fuck no. Fuck Richard.
Allie, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I don't even know if I want Richard's birthday wish.
Oh,
that's not
stop
true.
It.
That's not pro. That's not true. Like, we just need to start establishing some brown boundaries here.
Boundaries.
You do.
Okay, guys, let's dive right into it. We were just talking about Channing, his birthday. He's going fly fishing, taking Hendrix tomorrow. He has to get his oil checked today or change his oil. All the adult-like responsibility things when you turn 39 years old. But this week, we're going to compare all four remaining teams because it is time for Compare Your Way There, presented by NerdWallet. Discover the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more at nerdwallet.com. All four remaining teams when it comes to the conference finals of the NBA playoffs, their arenas and fan bases, strongest to weakest, home court advantage. So let's start in the West, Golden State Chase Center and the Dallas Mavericks American Airlines Center. Home court advantage.
Oh, Golden State, not even close.
Dallas has good fans, but like...
Golden State fans are blindly obsessive.
You're so old. You guys, please. Sick.
I got a little phlegm. They are blindly obsessive, and now that their team is like one series closer, four games away, they become rabid. So, like, Dallas is going to get booed everywhere they go. And they might, you know, listen. Well, San Francisco's not the funnest place in the world. I'm just going to keep it real.
But the other part about it is that it's not the same as it once was when it was in Oracle. It's not the same. No, Oracle was a full point higher, harder, more intense.
Ceiling lower. Noise rises. That it ricocheted. It felt like it was in your eardrums.
Yeah. It was keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys are going Golden State there. How about the TD Garden and the FTX Arena, Boston versus Heat?
What? Not even close. They won't even have people in Miami till the second quarter.
Yeah.
Can you blame them?
Oh, they're still playing?
Can you blame them though?
Yeah, I can blame them. Yes. Your team has a legitimate chance of not only making it to the finals, but of winning. And they're like, I'd rather go get me a mojito real quick.
Miami's a great city, great town. It ain't cooler than L.A., New York. It's a great town. There is no excuse to show up midway through any fucking thing, especially that caliber. It's like, we're going to show up midway through the first quarter. And it's just like, okay, cool. You're a real passionate fan there, aren't you? You're really looking forward to this. That doesn't make you
TD
cool
Gardens is crazy.
Showing doesn't make you cool showing up late to a sporting event to support your team.
Let's say that, not saying that we're one is going to win versus the other, because at this point obviously we're fresh into the conference finals, but based off of the two that you picked, if it was Golden State and Boston in the finals, who would have it?
Boston fans, really, only because
or if it was in Oracle, you would say still Boston. Because Boston fans, Golden State fans aren't they're not ready to fight for their team. Boston fans are Boston fans, Knicks fans, they're ready to fight. Philly fans, they're ready to fight for their team or fight their team, right? Whatever it is. Like Golden State's not that. What are you doing with your eyes, weirdo?
I just woke up too. I'm trying to get myself going. Ooh. The coffee is hitting, so I'm a bit jittery.
Something.
You guys are making me feel so special. You're showing your age on so many levels, and I freaking love it. Am I going to be the one?
Perfect. Give me an hour.
Keeps this engine young.
Engine young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sheng Wu. I'm going to do in about an hour.
All right. That was Compare Your Way there, presented by NerdWallet. Discover the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more at NerdWallet.com. There's the fan base talk. All right, I'm going to give you guys a sentence. It's going to open up the conversation. We'll start in the East when it comes to the conference finals right now. I'm going to give you guys a question. You have to finish fill in the blank and then go from there. All right. Okay. Grant Williams taking 18 3-point shots in a game 7 was
his job.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That Channing. Okay, Thank you, Channing. Go ahead. Dude, preach, brother.
It's a job. One. They were in a drop in ice. It's not like you're dropping in ice with Ben Wallace or Shaq out there. The dude shot 41% from 3 this year. So the drop in ice is not necessarily the smartest thing to do, especially when he has the green light and he knows he has the green light. So once he starts making 1, 2, 3, you should probably start switching or make sure those rotations go a little bit faster. If you're going to leave him open, is this his time? He said, here we go, mama. This is my time. Mm-hmm. And just started launching them bitches. Hey, and Boston's such a good team. They were like, keep shooting that thing.
Yeah, expected. They didn't. I know it's tough, man. And that's why everybody always hopes for health, is because you want the conversation to be as much about the game. But with no Middleton and you're forced to be him to be guarded by guys like Portis, guys like Brook Lopez, that when you don't have those athletic wings, it forces bigs to have to possibly guard wings. And you kind of want to be critical. It's like, yo, man, why are you letting that dude shoot 18 threes? Why are you letting him shoot that? Especially if he's making them. It's like, well, their option is Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Those are your other options. And you're like, hopefully he misses 6 or 7. If Grant Williams is the reason why you lose the series or game, you can live with that. Because you're like, hey, we made their third, fourth best player beat us, and he did. Kudos to him.
All right.
Yeah, but Budenholzer should know to stop letting the third and fourth player shoot all them damn threes. No, he's been getting his ass straight. Biddy bit bopped.
You and Kevin. It's like,
dude, every year he goes, well, that guy beats us. And other than last year, that guy beat you.
Yeah, but this year is different. Right? This year is different with no Middleton. If Middleton's there, that puts you in a position to defend different. Your offensive game is different. Like, the Bucks were what? 5 for 33 from three or something. Like, they just didn't have the firepower. They didn't have the playmaking.
Grayson Allen had no business playing that much. Poor guy. No. It's just, they were moving a different speed than him and just taking turns walloping him.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of dudes in rotation because you're like, oh, shit, Jake Grayson just got beat again.
The NBA is dark. The NBA is dark when it comes to that, man. Like, you saw what they were doing to Chris Paul. You saw what they were doing to Luka. Early in the series, like, they will go at you if you are the weak link. Boy, I tell you, the playoffs are not very fun.
Let's take a quick time out because we have some special offers that we want to share with you this week.
Hey everyone, it's Channing and I'm back to tell you more about our friends over at NerdWallet. You still dreaming about those playoff tickets we mentioned at the top of the episode? Well, what if we told you NerdWallet can help you take the first steps to make those dreams a reality? NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more so you can easily compare and find what's right for you. Let's get you even more rewards with a smart cashback card for all your trip essentials. NerdWallet can help you find a card to give you cashback on restaurants, gas, car, rental, and even those hot pretzels, the hot pretzies at the game. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com.
NMLS 1617539. All right, road trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category that you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs now underway. All new users that make their first deposit and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app, either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your app store and download the app today. Remember, road trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I think it's a perfect time before we transition into off the court topics. Do you guys take your athletic greens today?
Oh, yes. I traveled with my packs. Chicago. Ooh.
Did you?
Yeah. This is the problem that's pissing me off. I need more product. I need more product, and
we say that every episode.
Yeah.
I agree. Our viewers, our listeners, you guys know that we are avid users. We just want that on restock. Obviously, Athletic Greens, whether it's the scoop, the packs for traveling, obviously Channing turning a year older. He's feeling it in his bones, so he needs all of that kind of immune support. I have mentioned the benefits for the bloating from a female perspective. All my ladies, you know what that's all about. Energy, clarity, we talk about it all the time. We love it. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens, for you guys, our listeners, is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supportive vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. As Rich was just talking about with your first purchase, all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So we've been talking a little bit about Boston. How do you guys see Jimmy shaping up in this series?
they're gonna need Tyler Hero. They're gonna need Duncan Robinson. Like, one thing that you've seen from Boston is that your team is going to have to shoot and play well. Like, individual performances will not beat the Boston Celtics, right? Like, they can come close because, you know, Giannis is great and KD, but individual performances is not the key. Great team basketball mixed with individual performances. And for example, when you looked at Dallas and Luka had 35 and 45 and, like, they were losing. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's like, hey, we need somebody other than Luka to show up to the party. And then their game became exponentially more difficult to guard because they had 18s, 22s, 17s. Like, they were getting contributions. And it could be Kleba in the first half. It could be
Kleba.
It could be Maxey in the first half. It could be Bertans in one half. It doesn't have to be like one of those guys has to have a great game. It could just be half. I need you to hit three threes. And in another half, I need you to hit, you know, four threes. You just need a team effort. And so Jimmy's going to be great, but it's going to be the Duncan Robinsons, the Bams, the Tyler Heroes. Like, those guys are going to have to play well to beat the Celtics.
I actually don't think it's – I don't think Duncan Robinson plays in this series. And it's just my opinion. I think you look at, like, Milwaukee runs an offense, and I think Miami runs an offense. But, like, how Boston is built, who is Jimmy going to go at constantly? They just, like, Tatum is a solid defender. Willing defender. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams. Then you have Derek White. So, like – who is he really picking on?
Yeah, but that's not until the bench guys come. But you can do a lot of that. You can do the exact same thing going at – you can do the exact same thing kind of going at Miami. Even though Boston's a better defender. It's like, well, Jason Tatum can't go at Jimmy. He can't go at Bam. He can't go – you know what I'm saying? He can't go at PJ.
Yeah, Max Strus.
Like, no, I'm saying, like, right. There's guys.
It's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
But Miami – why I give Boston it is Miami has – lull. They work so hard each possession to score, where Boston can get out and 3, 4, 5 guys can start launching threes, and it could go from 3 to 12 very quickly. And then Miami has to just work. So if Boston can be physical, because all that dribble handoff stuff, dribble handoff, pass, screen, roll, pass, all that shit is out the window because they switch everything. Boston's used to switching all that. And then with Jimmy shooting twos, while Jason Tatum is a naturally better scorer. So, like, Jason Tatum's going to win his matchup, I would say, by 6 points. Whoever's guarding him, Jason Tatum's going to win by 6. Jaylen Brown, whoever's guarding him, he's going to win by 4 or 6. And then you look at the others. Tyler Hero, to me, is the only guy other than Victor Oladipo who can really come off the bench and beat their matchup when they have an opportunity. And that's what I think. If you can get Tyler Hero versus Peyton Pritchard off the bench, where that kind of works out, that is an advantage for Miami.
They're your not, prediction? They're not. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You got it. They're not what?
No, whose prediction? Are you asking Chang for his prediction?
I was just letting you finish your thought, and then I was going to get the prediction for both of you. You can finish your thought. They're not what?
Oh, no. I was. Stop doing that, weirdo. God. Oh, jeez. Ew. Look like an alien.
Little lizard man. Little Lizzie man.
Okay, he forgot his thought. So, yeah, your predictions, both of you.
Boston and 7.
Boston and 7.
Yeah, I think Boston's the best team left, like, most balanced team. Phoenix was that. But, you know, like, they fell off a cliff. They fell off a cliff.
Get on my lap.
They fell off a cliff.
Get on my lap.
All right, let's go there next. You guys have Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals coming out of there.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to talk about what Dallas – we should. Let's give freaking Dallas credit for what they did. And give Allie credit, because when I sat on here and said I need to see what happens after game one, because I'm intrigued and I think Dallas could make some noise. I just didn't think that game one was a true telltale sign of who they were and what they actually could do. I'm not giving myself all the credit, but my God, you guys both sat here and were like, absolutely not.
Then they lost game two.
We were wrong. We have been wrong.
Then they lost game two. Then they lost game two.
Which is fine. Which is fine. But guess what we know? that after one game, you guys were pretty freaking sure that they were winning it all. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh,
Allie, this is made for TV.
You guys, no. Allie's right. I watched you guys do something that's never been done before. So, like, I have a little bit of a different kind of, like...
We're different.
Oh, stop it. I can't.
We're psychotic. We're special. We're different.
Special. Not different. Special.
Yes, yes. Let me... To your point, Allie... Okay. Allie is 100% right, everyone.
Hang on. Channing, can you spell the word phlegm, by the way? As you get that shit out of your chest.
P-H-L-E-M.
There's a G in there.
This is an audio podcast. Please don't do this.
Sorry.
Please don't do this. Yes.
Okay.
You have to take a shot every time I clear my throat. Oh,
jeez.
For his birthday. Okay, Allie, what, Richard?
Allie's 100% correct and right. Allie's 100% correct and right. I will say this. No, there is no but. I will say that when I went to go do game three and, you know, talking to the coaches, staff, ownership, talking to everyone, right? They knew the task in front of them was, like, they had lost. Let's put this in perspective. They had lost to Dallas 11 straight times. All right, Dallas had lost to Phoenix 11 straight times. Luka got hurt in the last game of the year trying to avoid the Suns. And then they lose those first two games. Luka plays well. They don't look great. And let's just say that as much as me and Channing were like, oh, we believe that Phoenix is going to win this series, blah, 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 I really feel like most of Dallas did too. Organization, and it doesn't mean that they weren't going to compete, but it's just like anything. Once you compete, you figure out something, and when they figured out something, they just kept piling it on. But there was 11 straight games where they hadn't figured out something, so I was just going off that history.
I will say, though, that wasn't in the playoffs, correct? That was regular season?
No, it was two games in the postseason. It was two games in the postseason.
Two of the 11?
Part of the 11. Two of the 11 were in the postseason. Okay, yes.
I'm not going to argue with you because we have some fans in our YouTube comment section that really did not like the fact that I wanted to go against you when it came to debating last week. So I'm going to let you know.
Oh, you guys are idiots. Allie knows
Richard
more than
Richard is
us.
Wonderful.
Y'all
He's right with everything. Okay. No. That's not what's
no,
going
don't,
right
don't,
now.
Don't,
what
don't,
I am going
don't
to ask
sass
you...
me because of people in the comment section.
No,
don't sass me.
No, that wasn't at you. That was at them. I looked at
yeah,
the
screw
that was at them. Not you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, screw you.
Kindly, guys. Respectfully, my word. What I do want to ask you guys, though, is because, again, I no disrespect to Dallas at all, but I think, too, a lot of the narrative – as the Phoenix Suns are not a part of the postseason anymore, there's still a lot of discussion and topics being discussed about them. Was that more of a collapse on their part than what you actually 100%. Saw from Dallas? What you actually saw Though you
yeah.
cannot take
no,
anything
no,
away
yes.
from
Dallas.
Dallas
induced that.
Yes, Dallas earned that.
No, Dallas induced
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Dallas broke them here, mm-hmm. where to me, I feel like if you just look at it from the coaching point of view, J. Kidd goes, why are we avoiding Chris Paul? Like, why don't Chris Paul picks on our head of the snake? Why don't we pick on their head of the snake and see what happens? When Chris Paul got into all that foul trouble that game, they were like, wait a second. Phoenix doesn't like getting hit in the mouth like that because they're so good defensively because they don't have, like, cracks in the armor. They found the cracks in the armor, and they just kept picking on him. And so all of a sudden, as a team, you start moving over an inch, right? Because you're like, damn, he's going to get beat. Then Luka starts bodying him up. Like, look at this little boy out the paint. So that type of mentality changes your attitude as his teammate. Like, damn, we have to help him every time. And then all of a sudden, look at this. Brunson is smaller than him. Was posting his ass up like he had a hamburger in the street. Then Dinwiddie was taking turns. Luka was taking, like, it was a... There was a specific play. Watch the film. If Brunson had Chris Paul on him, they cleared the whole side. If Luka had Chris Paul on him, they cleared the whole side. Dinwiddie, clear the whole side. To be picked on like that, I don't know if Chris has ever been picked on like that, that openly.
No.
That does a lot for the psyche. If Chris has to worry about defense, he can't spoon feed anybody. And then look at their personnel. Where's the matchup? Kleba is solid. Bullock is solid. Dorian Finney-Smith is extremely solid. And Luka was participating. Brunson. So where is the matchup for him to get by his guy? Right? And they're used to playing one-on-one. They can live with that. If Chris Paul beats him going one-on-one, no one else is eating. And then Devin Booker, who takes the most amount of shots, you know what they did? They said, you're not going to get any. Because they double-teamed him as many places as possible. And then they had almost flawless rotations to where they're like, well, you can't get by me on that swing to the corner. And with Jay Crowder, somebody's driving, they're like, oh, we're right here. Okay, start over. And so it was just like, we're going to pick on you, and then you can't do anything on this end. So what do? They couldn't play campaign. DeAndre Ayton turned into a ghost. Mikal Bridges is not there offensively yet. And then Devin Booker got double-teamed. So who do you rely on?
That does it for this edition of Road Trip, and join us on Friday as we'll continue to dive into NBA playoff discussions and get into some off-the-court stories that caught our eye this week. As always, like, rate, and subscribe. Have a question or topic for our next show? You know what to do. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 657-522-5578. That's 657-5-CALL-RT. Until next time. All right, Road Trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category that you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs now underway. All new users that make their first deposit and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app, either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your app store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy.